Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We have our honorable guest, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Sab Damat Barakatuh. Remember, the date is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. And of course, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 7th of October, 2024. Let's welcome Mufti Sab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahib, the world is painted with the date 7th of October. What is our response?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First we start with the funeral notice. Marhum Muhammad Ali Rahman, address A8A Rabindranath Road, Spingarail. Pick up time 12:15 from residence. Janaza Salat after Zohar at Habibia Masjid Shellcross, and then burial Shellcross Muslim Cemetery. So the funeral of Haji brother Muhammad Ali Rahman, and pick up time 12:15. Janaza Salat after Zohar at Habibia Masjid Shellcross. Allah Jalla Wala grant the marhum Jannat al Firdaus. I spoke to the family, in fact, this morning, the avid listeners of our programs. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala grant the family Sabre Jameel. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So each one of us should know that this year you should study it, this whole 7 October attack and all that, from three perspectives. One is the Jutla side, one is our side, the Hamas side, and one is what is the true facts and so forth. Because normally in cases like this, people get blinded, you must remember, because of their emotions and because of love and so forth. Nabi alayhi salatu salam taught us, Hubbuka shayyumi wa yusim, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, that what happens is this: when you love something, you become blind and you become deaf as well. So that is what happens to majority people, Muslim and non-Muslim. Second one is, for us, we have our cue and direction from the Quran Sharif, and that is, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ أَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوهُ وَأَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. That the hatred of a people, we don't like the Shias and the Jews, let us be honest about it. But if they do something good, like the Shias are doing better than the Sunnis in the world today, as far as this whole thing goes, whatever their hidden agenda is, whether it's Iran or whether it's Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, or whether it's the Houthi, so we must credit them for that. So that is what Islam will teach us and so forth. So let's take the Jewish side first. So I'm reading now from the Haaretz newspaper. A year since Hamas October 7 attack on Israel, testimonies from never-ending nightmare. You see that? That's how they'll paint it. Gaza border community marks October 7 anniversary as rockets alarm sound. Mother of hostage held in Gaza says she expected a sons returned before October 7 anniversary. Hundreds gather outside Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem to mark October 7 anniversary, and they had a 2-minute silence, and they were making big noise there in front of his house, in front of Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal butcher of Gaza. IDF say it struck Hamas fire-ready rocket launchers in Gaza. All that they will say, the haramis. Israeli hostage kidnapped from Nova Festival, killed in October 7, body held in Gaza. So very good if they're holding the body. How many bodies you'll hold, and then you'll steal all the parts and what have you, and body parts and so forth. Despite Israel's military superiority, force alone won't change the Middle East. See that? That's a big headline there. So the Jack Khoury. So I see some of his articles are good. His analysis, a thing like this you should pick up, you know. Despite Israel's military superiority, force alone won't change the Middle East. You see that heading also is misleading. So these kind of things you must pick up. So despite Israel's military superiority, it's all nonsense that there's no Israel's military superiority. It's America and the Western powers, France, UN, Germany and everybody else, and Britain and them giving them all the arms and ammunition. So then it becomes Israel's military, you see. So these are how you must pick up all these finer points. And they say we can reach anybody. You can't reach anybody. You can't even defeat Hamas in 1 year. Hopeless it is. So then they say, not even a year later, in the year, they're still, okay, I'm just reading from here, in the year since October 7, Israel saw worse environmental damage in 60 years. Every way they have lost Israel, whether it's militarily, politically, and so forth, and so on. So all that they say, there was one, two headings, I saw this last night and this morning, when I gave the Yazid here. I like this one here. A global defeat. Listen to this heading. A global defeat, the thunderous collapse of Israel's image since October 7. So it means that 90%, 80% of the world were pro-Israel. Last year, October 7, whatever happened, and then the response by Israel turned the people and the world against Israel. You must remember that. So that's a good heading there. A global defeat. So in the world today, 80, 90% are standing with Palestine, Muslim and non-Muslim. And then from here, we come to know what the Quran says. Al-Yamizallahu al-Khabitha min al-Tayyib. We come to know who are the Khabis, the impure and the immoral, and who are the pure. So remember that your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Bahrain, your Jordan, Egypt, Morocco, all these haramis, murtad, khabis, auladu, iblis, so the whole lot of them, I speak of the rulers, so they are the khabis and the impure, and the world will judge them as that. And any true Muslim will judge them as that. And so they are the khabis. And the tayyib will be those who are helping. So remember that Qatar is helping little bit, Turkey is helping little bit, this, that. But we must be truthful. That is what Islam teaches us. Whether we like, don't like, it doesn't matter. The Shias have the most. So they get their reward in this world. Year after, there's no reward. We say they're not Muslims. So you see, that much we have to admit. Even if it, you understand, we don't like it, but that is the truth. We must remember these things here. Okay, now see, because of this, now their biggest capitals, who are the illegitimate parents and the illegitimate child? Britain is the main one who started this whole thing there, 80 years ago. And then America came. So the Britain and America, then the illegitimate harami child Israel. So here I'm reading. So 10,000 incidents of anti-Semitism in U.S. tracked by ADL since October 7th. So it means you're telling the world that from last year, October 7th till now, in America alone, there were 10,000 or more than 10,000 anti-Semitism business. Right. Now if you go to UK and you look at the news here and in others, you will see the Jutlas in UK say they no more feel safe. So what the hell you think when you come and do all this type of thing? Do you think the people will just fold their arms and tell you continue? It's not going to happen like that. Then bring in Hezbollah. Now, 8 o'clock I heard the news on BBC. I said, let me be up to date. Hezbollah fired 5 rockets and what have you, missiles, rockets, whatever, and straight into Haifa. Now, Haifa is the third most important place for them because it's a harbor and all that there. So you got Tel Aviv, you got Jerusalem, and you got Haifa. 5 missiles went through and their Iron Dome didn't intercept it. So what they tell you, so one person put a nice comment there. He said, Iron Dome means I'm done now. You understood? Too many bombs, too many rockets, too many missiles coming in. Now I'm tired and retired. I can't handle it anymore. So this is how they're getting humiliated, disgraced, remember. They will tell the world, we finish Hamas up. But Hamas fired rockets into Ashkelon. Right next to Gaza, Ibn Hajar Asqalani, the Jutlas changed the name to Ashkelon. The Sheen, they make it a Sheen. Salam, they make Shalom. Asqalan, they make Ashkelon, like that, you see. So that they fired there. So it means Hamas is still there. And then the Hezbollah is still there. So they're murdering and killing every day. So every day 50, 60 people, 70 people are getting murdered and martyred and killed and so forth in Gaza, if you take the average. But the fact remains is this, they're still there. And remember, the world is siding with them, with the Muslims and the oppressed and so forth. And people hate the Jews wherever they go. And this is exactly what the Quran speaks about and so forth. chapter 7 verse 167 la yab'athanna alayhim ila yawm al-qiyamati may yasumuhum su al-adhab. Allah will continuously punish them till the day of Qiyamah because of their crimes. They murdered prophets and messengers, they made a mockery of the Torah, and they even challenged Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, and so forth and so on. And then you see, when you read Quran, is the only people on the face of the earth. Allah Ta'ala says in chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah Ta'ala transformed them physically, literally, bodily, call whatever you want to, into a metamorphosis took place. They became the monkeys, and they became like, you see, Bandar Balila. Last week he gave khutbah day in Makkah, and he took the king's name and MBS name, and he said how much khidmat they're making for Islam. Not one word on Palestine, not one word for Masjid al-Aqsa, not one word for nothingness. Just praise them. So I said, you, for real, you're a bandar. You understand, our Urdu bandar. You're a fool and an idiot. It was better you shouldn't be the imam of the haram. So these are the fools, but that is metaphorically, you understand, and figuratively and all that. But yeah, it is literally وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah Ta'ala transformed these jutlas, because they made a mockery of the Sabbath, into pigs and swines and monkeys, Quran says. We must understand that. So why? Now you can see all these things. It is said about Hitler, they asked Hitler, why you didn't finish up all the Jews? You had the chance. He said, I wanted to show humanity and posterity why I did what I did. So whether it's true or not true, that Allah alone knows, but everybody knows now who the real Jutla is and so forth, and how it is to lie to the world. We are the only democracy in the world and the Middle East. We are the most moral army and all these type of things. So that is what we should say. Now that is from the Jutla side. They said what we expect. 7th October you came, you attacked us and all that, 1200 people plus miners died, and then you took 250 people hostages, so we have to attack you and so forth. So that is how. I told you before, three things they always use. The Holocaust, they say this was the worst attack on Israel and Jews since the Holocaust, and it's the darkest day in their history from them. They are the victims and the only victims and so forth. And third card they will always use is anti-Semite. What we say, what Hamas say, what Muslims say, we say that from the time you were born and established, 14 May 1948 till now, you're illegitimate, you are fraudulent, and you're not a country that is based, remember, on justice. It was based because of you stole and you occupied the land and so forth and so on. Today they say United Nations is talking nonsense and thus and on. But this is the same United Nations, when you used it and it was good, you'll say United Nations told you that this is Israel, and America was the first country to recognize you, then the others followed, and Russia and France and all Germany and what have you. So that time United Nations was good, now it's no more good, you see. For us, both times is hopeless. Today also is hopeless, that time also is hopeless. So we must understand that we have no confidence in them and so forth. Second one, if you look at Hamas and the people in Gaza, so you put them in the biggest open prison in the world for 16, 17 years plus minus. So what do you really expect? I'm asking you. I made a statement this morning in the morning program with Mawlana Salim Kareem. I said, say there's a Palestinian and he's walking and he sees a jutla, whether in Palestine or whether in Israel or wherever. And he sees a jutla, and he's got the gun, he's got the knife, and he shoots him, or he stabs him, or what? Will I personally condemn the Palestinian? No, I'll never condemn him. You must remember because they know what they went through. They know what you did to their parents and their people and everything you did against them. So there will be a price to pay. You must remember that. That is one of the biggest failures of the ANC, South Africa. You must remember that. They just made peace and peace and finish and no reparations. How the hell you make peace like that? When from 48 the Nationalist Party came till 1990, then they relaxed and then 94. But the harm they caused, okay, we Indians, coloureds were less. But the African, the blacks were the most affected. And what they got out of it? Nothing. So you should have made sure that there must be reparations from the whiteys, from the Nationalist Party. So that is what the Palestinians must do. Israel knows deep down the time is near for their departure. That they even know. That now, that's why they don't bother anything. Let's just kill and destroy everything. We have to pick up and go, you see. So that is what they want now. They know the time is near. So let us just destroy and this type of things. And they say the Saudis will have them and Emiratis will have them. It's all cheap talk. They know if they come there, the Palestinians will sort them also out. And where the Saudis and Emiratis can fight, they're donkeys and worse than donkeys they are. So you must remember these things. So they know their time for Zawal, their time for departure is very, very near. So before we depart, let us destroy, you see. So that is the mentality and so forth and so on. So what does we say? Justice says. Justice is what Quran says. Surah 17, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفَ. That when we enter the life final stage, now you see what AI, artificial information, and all this, yeah, and all these funny things going on. So these are the precursor, the introduction to Dajjal. So Dajjal is deception. So this will be all deception. If you look at it, majority of the whiteys and the Western countries, and they support Israel even now. So why? They are anti-Islamic stance. This war is not a war of Israel and Palestinians. It's a war of America against Islam. It's a war of the Western culture and Western colonial system and imperialism against Islam. Understand that. If you don't understand that, you understand nothing what's happening. So the war is that, you see. So Quran will always give us impetus and, you understand, will motivation and inspiration. And what? Surah 17, verse 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. So when the final promise comes, the Muslim army, not Arabs, there will be few Arabs, but the Muslim army, لِيَسُوءُوا جُوهَكُمْ, they will disfigure the Jutlas and the Jewish faces, and so we can see it happening already now. So in a weekend they put 300 Jutlas away. You understood? And this is their own media reported it also. وَلِيَدُخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. They'll enter Masjid al-Aqsa like the first time. And that is with jihad and all that. Therefore, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, certain statements of his are golden statements. He say, لَا مُؤْتَمَرَ وَلَا مُفَاوَذَةَ وَلَا 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 بَلْ بِالْجِهَادِ. He said, you waste your time with all your conferences and all your negotiations. The only way to liberate Palestine is through jihad. You must remember that. And then that is the Quran says the last part, وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. So we must be remember that. You see, for us South Africans, there's an added thing here. Because we Muslims also, I always say this, even last week Friday, I mentioned it in a masjid there in, you understand, Masjid al-Quba here in that place, Joburg, you understood? So that area, whatever it is. So I said, if you take a Muslim and you take a Jew, now, 80% of the time the Jew will beat the Muslim. Why? Because Muslims are just emotional. We don't read, we don't prepare ourselves, there's no strategy, there's nothing. It's just like sheep mentality, you know. Follow the Pied Piper. That's our Islam today. Even our Darul Ulums. You go there and tell them, speak 15 minutes, 100, 1 minute, 1 hour on Sahyuniya. I don't think there's one Darul Ulum got 10 students, 20 students who can speak on it. I mean, let us be honest about this. So, I mean, we're not preparing them. for the challenges that to come and this type of thing. We just carry on what does, you know. So certain things still beats me, you understood. We must have 1-2 hours per week and show them, you must remember all this year, the things that are going on in the world, how to tackle the Shias, how to tackle the Qadianis, how to tackle the Zionists, how to tackle... We don't even understand what we're talking about. I told you, I asked the students, 50 of them plus, my years are unique, not one student could answer. So, after 7 years studying, 6 years studying, inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un, you understood? So remember, it's an indictment upon us this time. We need to prepare all these type of things here. So Muslims, we must become proactive and so forth. They're not reactionaries. We just become reactionary. It don't work like that. We must prepare our people. You must know. If I ask, who is Hezbollah? How many of us even know that? Who is Hamas? Who is this? Who is this? We don't even know. Some of them don't even know the difference between Majidul Aqsa and Qubbatul Sakhra. But we say we're students of deen and those type of things. I mean, it's a real very shocking, you understand this thing. Last thing I want to say is this, for us as South Africans, we need to really wake up, you know. You see, this is all a plan, but we don't understand. We only wake up suddenly and see. Therefore, me, I'm very happy about this, you understood? I never ever voted ANC, wallahi, from 94 till now. 30, I'll never vote for them also. You see, ANC and America, DA, all this now, because now is government of national unity and all. So they understood the weakness. You must remember the DA. So they want the whole Western Cape. Western Cape is crucial for South Africa. That's one of your biggest, you understand, roots. And America wants that. You must remember these things here. So the Jutlas all got, you understand, all meaning majority of them got dual passports. So they're flocking in to Cape Town. And I sent it to you all, the news team, the other day. There at Sea Point, you saw so many Jutlas and some were carrying guns. You saw that?
Sure.
Yeah. So you must remember this. So what does that tell you? They're already preparing their people. If there's Muslims or anybody come, then we well prepared for them. You understood? So you can have your marches, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, what and what and what. But strategy, they're already working it out. You see, I was in Mauritius, and I met the president, prime minister, whatever it is, understood? He's a Muslim guy. Twice he was president there, understood? So in his house, I told him, you know, I'll come meet you, but please, I don't want no press, no media, and I don't want no security and all that, just me and you. He said, no, it's fine, you come. So we spoke in his lounge, 1-2 hours, you understood? So then he gave me his book and all these things, his biography. And we had good discussion, you know, heart to heart. I said, is it true? See, I just draw a parallel for you. Is it true that the whiteys from South Africa are coming to Mauritius, and Mauritius is very beautiful, and then they're making like an apartheid day in Mauritius, the whiteys will be there, and the Mauritians themselves can't really enter there and so forth without permission. See, it's not exactly like that, but it is going in that direction basically. Now imagine the whiteys of South Africa could make $100,000 investment, $1 million investment in Mauritius, and then they're building their own, you understand, township there. Pura Township, you understood? So this is what these guys want to do. So the DA are involved, Israel is involved, and our ANC, you know how they work, Nigalomali, and we'll just turn a blind eye. You understand? There's Nigalomali. So, but America is not looking at that. America is looking, we can look at these Jews who are there, and then we can use this as a route. Why they don't want to just attack Iran? Why? You see, the Strait of Hormuz is crucial for them. And that 15, 20 kilos, remember, the ships have to go through there. So if that road closes, finish, then there's big problems with the oil and all these type of things here. So that is why they're very, very frightened to make an all-out attack and all this type on Iran. Because Iran is very powerful also. See what Russia did. Russia brought in their planes and they did Iran. So a lot of things are happening. So what we have to do is, number one, dua. Number two, iqra, read. Number three, never suffer from inferiority complex. What is the truth? We must speak. You see that? And fourth one is this, to beat your enemy, read the works of the enemy. Understood. These are big failures on our part. We don't read anything. We don't read our sources. We're going to read the enemy sources. Understood. So that is a stupidity and foolishness. We are like sufaha, like idiots in this world today. You just Arab jokers and all of them. You understand? So foolish people, you must remember. So Nabi alayhi salam said that live, we are ordinary sinners. Waylul lil Arab. Sahih hadith in Muslim Sharif. Woe and destruction to these Arabs. For these reasons here, you can see now the Haramain and all these things. They just ask the people coming from Umrah and then my nephew, and I say, you can't believe, you just come out to the Haram, you think you're in some other country. The men and women are having a party and a jol and the what, parda, parda, everything is gone, finish in pla. All the day shops are run by women. That is how it's happening in Medina. So that is what you see. So Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect the Masjidul Aqsa, and grant our Mujahideen victory, and always make dua for Hamas and all of them. And the Shias, Allah give them Hidayat. If there's no Hidayat and they knock Israel, anybody hits Israel, America, we will support them, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim. So that is our story on this. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti for this. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.